Get your Bible out quick. How y'all doing, 1440? We all right? Glory, hallelujah. You know, I need to stand up here and look at y'all more often. I don't ever stand up here when the lights are up and everybody's out there. I need to stand up here and look at y'all more often. Y'all look good. No doubt. Except for people over here, y'all's hair is in the wrong place. You need to fix. I'm kidding. I'm just messing. Everybody over here went, really? My junk messed up? Somebody please come and fix my wig. I don't know what's. Pastor John said my perm didn't take. I don't know what happened. I paid that woman $45. Glory, hallelujah. I can't make faces at my tablet. Then it starts telling me it don't recognize me again. I smiled at it. It was like, no. The dude we know don't smile. He don't even smile. Tonight we're talking about healing. I want you to say this after me. According to Romans chapter 8. There you go. Y'all turned up the volume. Y'all started off a little weak, but then you turned up because you know I was going to tell you to turn up. All right? According to Romans chapter 8, I am a child of God. I am a co-heir with Jesus. According to Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 3, and Romans chapter 5, I have access to the kingdom by faith. I have access to grace by faith. I am a member of the household of God. All right. Turning your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 53. Tonight we're going to talk about faith for healing. And I want you to understand that tonight we're going to talk about faith for healing and not just faith for physical healing, but we're going to talk about faith for healing for your emotions, your body, and your mind. I believe this. I believe that it is the will of God for you to be a whole person. Not healed in some places and just dealing with it in other places. We have a tendency to treat symptoms and not the cause. When you get a cold and you take cough medicine, let me ask you this. Does cough medicine get rid of your cold? No. It does what? Treats a symptom. You just don't cough quite as much. So we have a tendency in our society to sometimes accept symptom treatment for actual healing, when symptom treatment is not healing. We also have a tendency in our society to settle. Now, I'm not talking to just people sitting in this room, I'm talking to myself. Let me tell you this. Without contacts, it would be real hard for Pastor John to read the scripture on the page that I'm reading off of. And I, in my own life, have just accepted that I'm a nearsighted individual. And I can see you as long as I got a piece of plastic wrapped around my eyeball. But if I don't have a piece of plastic wrapped around my eyeball or glasses on, you're going to be fuzzy, homie. It's just the way it is. We settle. We settle. We get to good enough and we leave it alone. You know, if you have a stomach problem, you take a little bit of Pepto-Bismol, and that allows you to deal with your stomach problem. But I don't believe that God ever intended for us to settle. I believe that God intends for you to be healed. And in fact, tonight, the first thing that I'm going to tell you is this. If you're taking notes, write this down as your number one. You are healed. You are healed. You have already been healed. Isaiah 53 says this. Surely, this is in the Amplified, surely he has borne our griefs, our sickness, weakness, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Does anybody else have their Bible out? Are you, who has a New King James version of the Bible? You do? You got one? Can you stand up and read that scripture? Is that okay? Are you good with that? All right, stand up and read it real loud. I just want you to read verse 5. Very good. Who has an NIV version of the Bible? Anybody? Malia? Stand up and read that scripture. Just that verse 5.
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace is on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Anybody have anything other than New King James, NIV, or Amplified? What you got?
New Living Translation.
New Living Translation. Let me get it. Hallelujah. I want to ask you something. Did any of that say in the future tense?
Nope.
Any version of the Bible say that that was in the future tense? Did it say he is going to be wounded for our transgressions? He is going to be bruised for our iniquities. It says he was. He was. Which means that the price for your healing has already been paid. It is already yours. So I want you to understand that we don't approach healing from a point of view that says we got to go and get it. Healing is something that you already have. It's already yours. It's inside of you already. You are already healed. Get this. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 says this. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. His spirit is in you. Now, I've taught you before that you are spirit, soul, and body. Keeping them in right order, you are spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit, if it's connected to the Spirit of God, cannot be sick. Now, I want to take a minute and define this word sick. Because I can see some people that look, I'm whole, I'm fine. I woke up this morning, ate my Wheaties, had breakfast, feeling good. I watched cartoons this morning. Jimmy Neutron. Yes! Hallelujah. Yes! Well, I tell you what, I read scripture out of the Bible. Y'all silent. I say Jimmy Neutron, y'all catch the Holy Ghost. Ah, Jesus! Glory, Jimmy! What? Some of y'all looking at me like, I'm not sick. Pastor John think he talking to the nursing home or something. I'm a teenager. I'm not sick. I want to define sickness for you. Sickness is something that attacks your body, but sickness can also be something that attacks your mind. Sickness can also be something that attacks your emotions. I want you to understand that the exact translation of that scripture in Isaiah, it talks about iniquity. It talks about grief. It talks about pain. It talks about suffering. It talks about weakness. And you can be weak in places that are not your body. You can have pain in places that are not your body. You can have emptiness, and that is a form of infirmity. So when the Bible says that he bore our sickness, it's not just talking about physical sickness. Also, get this, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace. The Amplified says what it takes to get peace was on him. The price of peace was on him. Bad dreams. I heard this so clear during pre-service prayer. Bad dreams, nightmares, tormenting thoughts, fear, anxiety. All of that was taken care of on the cross. And when it says by his stripes we were healed, or we are healed, that healing extends further than just your physical body. So if I'm talking to anybody, I'm talking to a generation of young people. See, adults have a tendency to put on a good face. I'm fine. I'm strong. I'm good. I hear teenagers all the time talking about I'm empty, I'm broken. I read your Facebook, I watch you on Twitter. I'm aware. Somebody please help me, somebody text me, I'm lonely. I get it. And then we have a generation of teenagers dealing with things like cutting. We got a generation of people dealing with things like suicide. All of those are indicative of mental and emotional sickness. But you are healed. That's number one. You are healed. Number two is this, and I got to get to this. Even if I don't get to anything else, I want you to hear this. Number two, Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. Now, I'm going to get real preachy. I want to say what's up to all of my rising seventh graders, all the sixth graders, about to be seventh graders. What's happening? You ain't got to salute me, dog. Hey, we love y'all. And we can't wait till you get here. We are excited about you. We are so pumped up about you. We can run around the building because you in the house tonight. All right, that's my shout out. Pastor John about to go straight up preacher. Listen to me. Satan is a liar. He is a deceiver. He is absolutely from the pit. The Bible calls him the father of lies. So I want you to see this. His strategy is to take fact and make you think it's true. But fact and truth are not synonymous. Hear this now. Fact and truth are not synonymous. John chapter 8 tells a story of a woman who was caught in adultery. The Pharisees and the scribes bring her to Jesus' feet, throws her down at the temple and says, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Moses' law says we should stone her. What do you say? Now, there are some facts about this story. Fact number one is she was caught red-handed. Nothing she could say could deny the fact that she was caught. Fact number two is the law says a woman caught in adultery should be stoned to death, not hit upside the head with a couple of rocks and sent on her way. That's not what stoning means. Stoning means we hit you with rocks until you stop moving. Two undeniable facts in the story. But Jesus made this statement about himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so regardless of what her facts were, truth stepped into her facts and made her facts irrelevant. Understand this, truth is never subject, or fact is never, hang on, truth is never subject to fact, never. The fact, I don't deny the fact that you have a cold. I don't deny the fact that you may be sick. I don't deny the fact that you may be depressed. I don't deny the fact that you may have those symptoms, but understand this, the truth is that you're healed. So there's a difference between truth and fact. Get this. Satan is a poser, a fake, an imitator. It is a fact that he acts like a lion. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He walks around like the original Greek. The way it's written says that he walks, he prowls around like a hungry lion looking for something. He makes noises like a hungry lion. When a lion roars, it's scary. Right? If I'm in the Serengeti and Mufasa is roaring, I'm out of five, homie. And if you're with me, I love you, God bless you, but I'm about to foot clip you because maybe the pride will get you and I can keep running. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. I'm just playing. I promise I'm just kidding. Anybody want to go to Africa with me? I ain't think so. So listen, check this. Check this out. So a lion is scary and Satan operates in the area of fear. So he takes on the characteristics of a lion. He is like a lion. That is a fact. He is like a lion. But get this. He is like a lion. He is a poser like a lion. He is a fake of a lion. But there is but one true lion. Revelation chapter 5. So I wept because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll and to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scrolls and loose it and its seven seals. That scripture does not say like a lion. That scripture says he is the lion. Satan's greatest tactic is to take what's wrong with you and make it seem like truth. When fact is never better than truth. It is not that sickness does not exist. Symptoms are fact. But the truth is that you're healed. And Satan will always fight your ability to lay hold of truth by attempting to get you to believe that it's fact, to believe in fact. It goes back to the mentality that says, if I can feel it, if I can't feel it, it doesn't exist. Since we can feel the symptoms, we identify with them. Thus, we claim sickness. But you are not sick. You are being attacked with the symptoms of sickness. Fact is always subject to truth. The truth of the matter is that healing is a part of who you are. You are a healed person overcoming sickness and taking possession of your healing, not a sick person looking to be healed. Once you step into that revelation, you'll step into your health. Number three, you're healed because he loves you. It's just that simple. You're healed because he loves you. 3 John, starting at verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in truth. Now understand that at the beginning of that verse, he says the words, beloved. So he's talking to people who are characterized by their carrying of the love of God. Beloved, I would that you be in health. That you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You're his beloved. And because you're his beloved, you are healed. When my daughter is sick, I stand before you right now confessing, and you can say what you want to about this, but I will say this. When my daughter is really sick or my son is really sick, I think within myself, if I could just take on that sickness, put it on me, I can deal with it better. But to see that little body there crumpled up, I can't deal with that. But then I had this revelation that she's not sick. She's not sick. That is a mirage. It may be fact, but Daddy knows truth. And when truth can come and put his hand on fact, fact must always bow its knee to truth. And so tonight, truth is going to put his hands on you. We're going to have an altar call. 3 parts. But you listen very carefully. You can come and get this. I just need to keep this. 3 parts. Part number 1, physical healing. And listen, there is no limit. You didn't have to walk in here with a cane to get prayed for physical healing. If you have allergies, we're going to pray for you. If you have breathing problems, asthma, we're going to pray for you. If you are on chronic medications all the time, taking some medicine so that you don't get sick, we're going to pray for you. Can I have the time on the clock, please? Whatever it is that's going on in your physical body that is not perfect. In the book of Acts, it talks about it says there was not one sick or feeble among them. Sick or feeble. Which means they never had to stop for somebody to take their puff puff. They never had to slow down for somebody to go get sinus medicine. They never had to make sure they had an EpiPen because somebody might get stung by a bee. So whatever sickness you have tonight, we're laying hands on you and we're going to watch you recover. I want you to hear this. We didn't say you might recover. Healing belongs to you. It's yours. Altar call number 2. If you're having issues in the area of your mind, you find yourself unable to sleep. You find yourself unable to focus and process information. Somebody told you you were ADD. Somebody told you you were ADHD. Somebody told you that you needed to take medicine so you can calm down. Somebody told you you needed to take medicine so you can speed up. Whatever that looks like. Anything having to do with your mind, we're going to lay hands on you and we're going to watch you recover. Number 3. If you're having issues in the area of your emotion, now listen to me. If you've been scared, if you've had anxiety, If you have had issues where you felt worthless, lonely, if you're dealing with cutting, if you're dealing with thoughts of suicide, we believe that you're not dealing with it anymore after tonight. We're putting a lid on it, 1440, a lid on it. It is over. We are closing the coffin and we're going to dance on the grave. So we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. And if you aren't in any of that, I want you believing in faith. I want you pressing in. I want you standing with your family that's up here getting prayed for. This is your youth group. This is your youth group. Are you going to just let the devil have his way in your house? Malia, come on up here. Kelsey. Brittany. James chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven." I have faith. Do you have faith?
Yes.
I have faith. Do you have faith? Do you have faith? How many people in here are of a faith breed? Let me see your hands. Your breed is faith. There's faith in this room. And so we're going to do what this scripture says. If you come to the altar, you are calling for the elders of the church tonight. We are going to anoint you with oil and pray for you. And the prayer of faith is going to save the sick. And God himself will raise you up with a mighty right hand. And you will not deal with it again. Number one, if you're dealing with issues in your body, I want you to come on up here right now. Come on up here right now. I just want you to line up shoulder to shoulder right here. Right here, all across here. Just stretch as far as you need to. Stretch as far that way as you need to. Everybody else, stand up. Begin right now to pray in the spirit. I want you to see every person at this altar healed. I want you to pray in the spirit and see every person at this altar in your mind. I want you to see them walking in wholeness and fullness. I want you to see them healed. Come on, lift it up, young people. Lift it up. Begin to pray in the spirit. Lift it up. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is your house. This is your house. This is your house. This is your house. We will not have it in our house. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. Right now, you have no place in this house. We demand right now and decree by the power of Almighty God that you get out. That you get out. That you get out. Now. We will not wait. We will not wait. We won't wait. But right now, you are to remove yourself. Go back where you came from. And I speak to every body, every physical body that's standing here right now, and I say to you, you were created in love. You were created in love. You were created in love in the image of the Most High God. The body features, everything that you see in the mirror, everything about you, bears the mark of the Most High God. He is your creator. He is your father. And everything about you is indicative of him. He has no infirmity in him. There is nothing in him unclean. So there is nothing in you unclean. There is no mistake in him. So there is no mistake in you. There is nothing amiss in him. So there's nothing amiss in you. Every part of your body right now is coming into alignment with the power of the Holy Ghost and the very word of God. Every part about you is operating in 100% effectiveness and in perfect order. Everything about you is absolutely whole right now. Stir your faith up. Stir your faith up. Stir your faith up. Let your faith be a force that says that you will not operate in sickness not one more day. And as I lay my hands on you, receive your healing. Take hold of your healing. Take hold of your healing right now. Take hold of your healing right now. Take hold of your healing now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, be healed. Right now in the name of Jesus, be healed. Now. Right now. Healed. Healed in the name of Jesus. Healed. Right now in the name of Jesus. No infirmity. Never again. Never again. Healed. Healed. Completely healed. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you walk in healing right now. Never again. Power and virtue, anointing, glory and presence flow through your body now. Flow through your body now. Anointing, growth now. Everything operating in complete and utter order. Everything is subject right now to the Spirit. Every portion of your body, every portion of your body right now operates at full 100% capacity. Everything about your physical body right now operates in full 100% capacity, subject to the truth of the Word of God right now, subject to the truth, subject to the truth of the Word of God right now. Nothing unclean. No sickness. No sickness. Nothing unclean. Complete and total healing now. In the name of Jesus. Complete and total healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Complete and total healing right now in the name of Jesus right now. Right now. 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 Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. No stronghold. Full operation right now. Everything in working order. No compromise. We will not compromise. We will not compromise. There will be no compromise. No compromise. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus over every infirmity, and you are whole. You are healed. You are whole. You are whole. Right now, in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Completely whole. Completely whole. Never again a need for a medical doctor. complete wisdom, but complete healing. Doctors will give testimony about your healing and miraculous recovery. Now. Right now. Right now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing now. Now. Healing virtues flowing through your body. Healing virtue flowing through your body right now. Healing virtue flowing through your body now. Right now. Right now. I've laid hands on everybody in this line, but I hear something in my spirit. If you've been told by a doctor it's never going to get better, like if a doctor has ever told you you're just going to be this way for the rest of your life, you're going to have to manage it with some medicine or we're going to have to deal with it, but you've been told that it's never going to change, it's never going to get better, it's never going to get better, I want you to come to me. You're going to change medical science. Science is a discovering of what God has already done, not what God can do. So science does not get to dictate to God's creation what the state of the creation is. You were created in the image of God. So I want to tell you right now, I don't have a medical degree. I'm not a doctor. But that doctor is a lie. And that devil is a lie. And you're going to shock your medical practitioner. You're going to go back and shock the medical world. They're going to look at you and they're going to say, I don't know how it happened. I don't know what you did. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know where you went or who treated you. But you need to let us know so that we can write about it in medical journals, because we cannot understand scientifically how you have come so far and how you are not dealing with what you used to deal with. Do you receive that tonight? Do you receive that? Understand this, and I want everybody to hear this. This is not a mandate for you to stop seeing your doctor or not take your medicine. This is a mandate for you to carry a testimony of healing. You go back. Keep your doctor appointment. Walk in the truth regardless of what the fact says. And when he walks in the room, when she walks in the room and she's holding a piece of paper and she's looking at you like you are an alien, you tell them, I am an alien. I am not of this world. My home is not on planet Earth and my father is not human. I did not come from chromosomes. I did not come from genealogy, but my genealogy extends far back. There's a man named Adam in a place named Eden, in a place where he was given dominion. And I took dominion over my sickness and told it had to leave, because my body is property of Almighty God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it is over. It is over. Never again. Never again. Spirit of infirmity, you listen to me. You leave her body. Every symptom, every scar, every byproduct, every pain, every residual effect right now is gone. Right now is gone. Miraculous, complete, total, supernatural healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. We take authority over everything in this body. By the power of the Most High God, we take authority and we say right now, never again. Never again. Right now. Never again. Every symptom, every byproduct, every pain, everything, everything healed, whole, and complete in Jesus' name. Right now. Every symptom, every, put your hand right there. Every symptom. Right now, you are healed and whole. You never have to deal with it again. It is subject to you, not the other way around. It will never limit your lifestyle. It will never limit what you can do. It will never limit your potential. It will never limit your gift. It will never limit where you can go. It will never limit how much you can take. It will never limit you. You are a child of limitlessness. Receive your healing tonight, right now. Right now. Everything about it. You never have to worry about it again. I don't care what they said. I don't care how long it's been there. I don't care how long you've been suffering. I don't care how long it's been going on. Tonight, pain has left your body. There is nothing in your body that is not whole, completely whole in the name of Jesus. It is finished. Put your hand right there on his hand. Both hands. Now. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be put to shame and condemned. Every single organism in your body is subject to the truth of Most High God. And he says that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. I hear in my spirit that before the foundations of the world were, I intended you to do my will. I have called you with a holy calling, and there will not be anything that comes upon you that will ever limit that, but that you would prosper, that you would be in health even as your soul prospers, and that your total body right now has come into subjection to the glory and manifestation of the power of God, and the anointing is flowing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and it will never, ever limit you again. In the name of Jesus. All right, real quick. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this one's gonna be easy. This baby don't want to, she don't want to deal with it anymore. right now. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand right there on her back. Just put your hand right there on her back. Right now. It is finished. It is finished. There will never again be a problem in your body. You will walk in health. People will marvel at your health. Adults will look at you and wonder how you're so healthy. You won't even sniffle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are completely whole and healed right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, listen, real quick instruction. I need us to part the Red Seas right here. Just right here. Completely. If you are dealing with issues in the area of your mind, you've been hearing, I keep hearing this, no, I'm just going to say it like I hear it. If you've been hearing voices, as a matter of fact, if you've been hearing voices specifically, we'll go back. If you've been hearing voices, I want you right here, right now. Just trying to, hallelujah, I was trying to figure out why I keep hearing this in my mind. Right now, we take authority over every spirit that is not the Spirit of God. Right now, we take authority over every spirit that is not the Spirit of God. And we command you to shut up. You never again lift your tongue against the sons of the Most High God. These are sons of the kingdom. They bear the mark of the cross. They operate under the blood of Most High God and under the blood of His Lamb, Jesus Christ. And they operate in that authority. So you never again speak to them. You don't even have the right to talk to them directly. You can't even talk to them. You can't even talk to them. You don't have the right to speak to them. Now, complete peace. Complete peace. Daughter, complete peace. Complete peace. Complete peace. Stay with her. Complete peace. Complete peace. Complete peace. Complete peace. Peace that passes understanding and does not get in the way of His anointing. Peace that is absolute. He is love. There is no lack in His love. There is no lack in His love. Perfect love casts out fear now. Now, if you're dealing with anything else mental, let me get right here. Anything else mental, I want you to come on up here. Anything else mental. There may not be anybody. Anything. If you're dealing with anything emotional, especially, listen to this, and I said this a few weeks ago, especially if you're dealing with suicide or thoughts of cutting, this is not the opportunity. This is not the time for you to be shameful about it. This is your family. We love you, and there is no judgment. None. Not any at all. But it doesn't have to be that. But if it is that, I want you here. If you're dealing with anything mental, anything emotional, I'm sorry, anything emotional, I want you here right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to step back. Y'all come on up here. Just right here. Just right here. Right here. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Those of you who are at this altar right now, I want you to say this after me. Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
That was a fight for somebody. That was a fight for somebody. For some of you, that was a fight. Because you said it, but you have a hard time believing it. So I'm going to say it again, and I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to repeat after me in a way that is that you believe it. Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
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 Now louder. Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
Say, I am loved. Young people, there's something breaking right now. Say it. I am loved.
I am loved.
Say, 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 I am loved.
I am loved.
You are loved. As a bedrock of whatever you're dealing with, you are loved. You are not alone. You are loved. I want you to start over there. I want you to start over there. Malia, you stay with Brittany. Right now. Healing in your emotions right now. Healing in your emotions right now. Right now. I take authority over suicidal spirits right now. I take authority over every voice right now. Every sense of depression, you are vacated. Every sense of self-worth, you are vacated right now. We demand that you leave right now. We demand that you leave right now. We demand that you leave now. Right now. Right now. Right? Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yes. Yes, now. Right now. Right now. No. 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 It is a lie. You are healed now. You are healed now. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are healed now. You are loved now. Accepted just the way that you are. Completely whole. There is nothing lacking inside of you. There is nothing lacking inside of you. There is nothing lacking inside of you. Nothing lacking inside of you. Everything pertaining to life and godliness flows through your body. You are loved now. Nothing lacking inside of you, but everything about you is perfect. not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the word. It's not about you. It's not about your talents. It's not about your ability. It's about the anointing that's inside of you. It's about his righteousness that has been placed on you and his love that enfolds you into a family of the Most High God. You are loved. Anybody else? Donnie, come here. If you are done at the altar, or if you're out there and you need to be dismissed, I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your supply. You are awesome. I want to say to the sixth graders that we love you. Before you go, though, you can be dismissed right after this. Before you go, I want to handle something real quick. Pastor Donnie, I confirm that. There is a spirit. And this is a spirit. This is not who you are. There is a spirit of, and I'm just going to say this because this is just the way it is. There is a spirit of sexual deviation. Homosexual thoughts. I'm not going to call you out or single you out. And you can come to me, or you can come to Pastor Donnie, you can come to Brittany, after this, Kelsey, wherever, and it stays completely and totally, totally, absolutely confidential. But before you leave here, I want you to know that that spirit is under authority right now. And it will not be tolerated. We love you. We love you. We love you. But you don't have to fight that spirit anymore. It is finished. Tonight, it is finished. Finished. And so I want Pastor Donnie, I'm going to pray a prayer of dismissal, but we're going to extend our hands and we are going to pray specifically against that spirit. And we're going to pray for complete wholeness of everything that happened. How many people received their healing tonight? Glory to God. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus, right now in the name of Jesus, as men of God and as women of God, we take authority over every perverted spirit in the name of Jesus. You cannot have that teenager. You cannot have that teenager. You cannot have that teenager. Take your hands off of them now. And we demand right now that you never touch them again. Never touch them again. They are a son. They are a daughter. And you will not pervert that knowledge. They are a child of the Most High God. They were created in love to operate in a certain way. And you will not steal that destiny. And God, we thank you for every healing, for every touch, that we are whole right now in the name of Jesus. We lift you high, God, and we say that you are glorious. You are magnified in this house. You are the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And we proclaim tonight victory.
Hallelujah.
Complete victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Y'all give God a hand clap of praise. Yeah, Lord. Yeah.